Hi, I'm Claire, founder of Open Stage Arts Drama and Singing Classes for Adults. For this podcast, I chat with people who have found or refound their creativity as adults. We'll explore their childhood experiences of the arts, discuss how they came to the artistic practices they now love, and consider the barriers they may have experienced between the two. We'll also explore what it is that people value and gain from their newfound artistic pursuits, and how their creative lives enrich their practical, necessary, everyday lives. I'm delighted to be back with Philippa James, who you'll remember from Season 1, Episode 6. Philippa runs photography workshops for adults, covering the practicalities, but also building a community through continued inspiration, exploration, and sharing of work. Hi, Philippa. It's lovely to see you again.
Lovely to see you too.
We're here today to talk about motherhood. So first, can you tell me how this came about?
Yes. So basically, motherhood is a place where we empower women to use their creativity through photography. And I set it up because when I became a mum, I found motherhood very consuming. There was no place or time really for me to have a creative output. And so, like a lot of photographers, I began documenting my everyday, however and whatever that looked like. And as my children were starting to grow up, I really wanted to kind of reach out to other mums who were going through the similar experience that I had, the ones who were very consumed by motherhood and just desperate to have something for themselves, which they could do whilst possibly looking after children. And it kind of started from there. I was in a pub with a friend writing down notes on a, you know, like a napkin, you know, and you just have these bits of inspiration. And yeah, I'm just really proud of it. It's like grown into quite a community now. Yeah. And so, gosh, I don't know how long it's been going for. It's probably been 6 years or I don't know, something like that. And yeah, and it's just going really well. And in fact, it's going really well, so well that there's now two of us running it. Emma D, she came on one of the workshops years ago now, and we're now working as a team running the motherhood together.
Oh, that's lovely. That's brilliant. So what should people expect if they come to join you?
Yeah, so it works by signing up to our beginners workshop, and that's where I teach the fundamentals of photography and how to confidently use your camera on manual mode, because those are kind of the tools that you really need. And then once you've got those basics, which they are basics, but ultimately, if you don't know them, they're very complicated. But nobody leaves the workshop without confidently knowing all this. You know, I hold everyone's hand and it's very, very cozy. And we go through their camera because, you know, my camera is different from their camera. Do you know what I mean? And it's, I really want to kind of build up so the students become independent photographers themselves. So that's where it starts. And once you've got these tools, you are then a member of the Motherhood for Life. And that's where, in our opinion, the creativity really begins. So it's like really super important for us to stretch the students' abilities and to encourage them to test like new processes and new techniques. So every month we get together for 30 minutes on Zoom and I set a new challenge. So for example, this month it was symmetry. So last month it was red. We've done self-portrait. So it's just different things, different kind of themes that I know that they could do and experiment with. And I get involved as well because I want to experiment with these different things. I share like some inspiration from famous photographers just to get the kind of creative juices flowing, and then everyone goes off shooting. Each student can only enter one image. That is the tricky bit. And throughout the month, we see hundreds of photographers sharing in our fantastic kind of Facebook group. Everyone shares what they've been doing, their experiments and just their work in progress, really. And it's really like supportive. It's really good to hear other people's opinions saying, oh, if I was you, I'd go and do this. Or how about, have you thought about that? So it's really, really supportive and safe. You know, like everyone can, you can just put in there, even if it's a rubbish image, you could be like, guys, what do I do with this? And, you know, everyone's really supporting. So it's really nice. And then at the end of the month, I ask a peer in the arts, like, you know, one of my friends who works in not necessarily photography, it could be, you know, any creative area, to come and critique the submitted images with me. And that becomes a great discussion, which we record and we pop it onto our YouTube channel. So everyone, like all the students have said, it's really valuable to hear other people's work being criticised. Do you know what I mean? Because they get value from it as well. And then a winner is chosen. So yeah, that's basically how it's run.
It sounds absolutely amazing. I am personally quite petrified of the basics of the camera, so that bit sounds brilliant. And also the ongoing support and the creative prompts, just so helpful. I can really understand how enjoyable that could be.
I think that's it. I think also, you know, there's no point just going to a workshop, learning the basics, and then you're on your own. Because it's a bit like driving a car. When you're on your own, that's when the real learning starts, and you really need support around you, because it's like, what about this or what about that? Or sometimes, as you said, the prompts, you know, you wouldn't have thought about. I mean, none of us would have thought about doing self-portraiture, I would be honest, because everyone was like, no. So, you know, it was really good just getting out of your comfort zone. And we also then, throughout the year, we run two or three kind of, we call them masterclasses. So they're more advanced. We might just focus on one area. So we did, at the beginning of the year, we did a masterclass in just documentary. And it was really fantastic. And I did say, if I wasn't running it, I would have loved to been on it, because it was a lovely, lovely workshop. And we run one on Lightroom for those, you know, who had been on the workshop for quite a while. They've started using Lightroom editing process. We've got a couple of others that we're going to be doing this year as well. So, yeah, like we're always trying to, you know, inspire and learn and grow as creatives. That's kind of where our heart is at.
Yeah, it's the long journey, isn't it? It's not just a quick lesson in this and you're on your own. It's it's the continuing exploration of it. That sounds absolutely brilliant. Have you done anything special with the images?
Yes, we have actually. So during the first lockdown, I curated an exhibition of their work called Isolation. And we did this for Oxfordshire Art Weeks. Initially, it was going to be in a cafe in Oxford. Obviously, then we went into lockdown and it went online. And that's when the theme became Isolation. And it was basically picked up by the BBC News and we got featured on BBC Breakfast, which was amazing. None of us had any idea it was going to do that. So, yeah, it was such a buzz. And actually, one of the images got selected for the National Gallery, you know, when they were choosing all around the country kind of thing. So that is, yeah, very, very proud moment. And because of that, we did another one this year, which was online. It's called 4 Months. Which was a reflection on returning back to normality from January through to April. And the images were basically curated from these monthly challenges that we had done. It was a bit of a surprise that me and Emma D kind of put together for everyone. It's just to kind of, you know, cheer everyone on. So yeah, that was really exciting. And all those can be seen over at so we've got this kind of new website, which is themotherhood.myportfolio.com. And those exhibitions can all be seen there. So, yeah, so it's all good. It's all a nice place now as well. So it's all really neat and, yeah, really, really proud of their work.
Brilliant. I bet they are too.
Yeah, they are. And so they should be. Like, it's really strong stuff.
And is that where people should go to find out more about booking onto the courses?
Yes. So all the information is on there. We only run about 4 a year at the moment. So the next one is in September. And then there's another one before Christmas. Dates and everything is all on there. At the moment, we are running them on Zoom, which we've done this whole year, which has worked really well, actually. So it's 5 sessions, one a week in the evening for about an hour and a half. So, just head over to the website and book a place, or just send us an email and we can let you know more information.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Philippa.
Thanks for having me. That's really nice of you to have me back.
You're welcome. You can follow at Motherhood Workshops on Instagram and, as Philippa mentioned, visit themotherhood.myportfolio.com to find out more and book on. And don't forget to mention Creativity Found Podcast when contacting any of our guests. Creativity Found is an Open Stage Arts production. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe, rate and review. If you would like to contribute to future episodes, visit ko-fi.com/creativityfoundpodcast. If you contact any of the artists featured, sign up to their workshops or buy their products, don't forget to mention Creativity Found Podcast. On Instagram or Facebook, follow at Creativity Found Podcast, where you'll find photos of our contributors' artwork and be kept abreast of everything we're up to. In my travels as host of the Creativity Found podcast and founder of creativityfound.co.uk, I have heard it all. All the reasons for not starting a creative pastime, and all the excuses you tell yourself so you don't take that, often scary, first step to getting creative. That's why I've made a new exclusive bonus episode of the Creativity Found podcast, where I illustrate the barriers and fears that everyone faces when they decide they want to try a new, in this case, creative endeavour. This unique episode is only available to subscribers and features advice from professional artists and crafters that have all felt scared, lacked confidence, and been a bit rubbish, and want to help you to get past your concerns and get started with getting creative. Simply visit creativityfound.co.uk/contact, sign up to our mailing list, and you'll receive your exclusive podcast episode.